coincidence. Thank you for talking with us, Officer Dooley. Well, that's it from the scene, Keith. Humpty Dumpty dead at the bottom of a wall. Now let's send it over to Marcia Lopez at the Dumpty family residence. Marcia? Thank you, Joni. I'm standing here with Humpty's best friend, Vinny Amoletta. Vinny, what kind of an egg was he?
Easy going, nice guy. One time when some kids were teasing him about being fat, he bought them all an ice cream.
But what do you think happened?
I don't know. I saw him just yesterday. He was fine. I told him to stay off that wall. It's not safe. Some of those bricks are loose. But he was headstrong. He never listened.
Thank you, Vinny. We're going to talk now with Humpty's widow, Arlene Dumpty. Mrs. Dumpty, thanks for taking a moment with us. This must be a very difficult time for you.
Yes, I'm still in shock. My thoughts are all scrambled.
How did you feel when you found out he was dead?
It was no fun, I can tell you that. He was a good egg.
What do you suppose he was doing on the wall?
He went up there all the time. He would just sit there and think. He was very deep for an egg.
What are your plans for services? Will there be services?
Well, he was very conservative, so we'll probably stick with a traditional egg funeral.
And what is that?
You know, skillet, a little butter, salt and pepper, maybe some peppers and onions.
Will you have an open casket?
I'm not sure. A lot of them is already soaked into the ground. But we'll crazy glue the shell together as best we can and go from there.
How can people express their condolences?
We're asking people just to send bacon, or ham if they like, and maybe some home fries, but not too greasy. Or they can just make a contribution to the Humpty Dumpty Foundation for Research on Safer Egg Salad.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Dumpty.
No sweat. My pleasure, honey. I'm sure he's smiling down on us from wherever it is eggs go. Although, he was an agnostic. He would have liked that.
Well, that's it. Humpty Dumpty is dead and no one knows why. A story we'll undoubtedly hear more about. From the scene, this is Marcia Lopez. Now back to our studio. Here's a good way to provide some entertainment for your four-year-old when you tuck him in at night and at the same time stimulate his imagination. I came up to say goodnight and tuck you in, Timmy. You had a big day, so make sure you get a good night's sleep. And don't forget to watch out for the boogeyman. Remember what Daddy told you about the boogeyman, how he kills little boys? What do you think, Timmy? Is the boogeyman here in your room, hiding somewhere?
Is he in the closet?
Is he going to jump out and kill you when I leave the room? He might. You never know. Maybe he's under the bed. He likes to hide there, too. He might claw his way through the mattress and kill you. Don't let him kill you, Timmy. You know what he does? He sticks a sharp metal tube up your nose and sucks the fluid out of your brain. It really hurts a lot. I'm going to turn out the lights now and leave you alone in the dark, all by yourself. And I don't want to hear a peep out of you. If I hear any noise coming out of this room, I'm going to come up here and beat you. Try to get a good night's sleep. By the way, Mommy saw a monster walking up and down the hall last night. The monster had a piece of paper in his hand with your name on it. Night-night. Here's a surefire way to stimulate the economy and increase productivity at the same time. From now on, when someone asks what time it is, it costs a dollar. That would stimulate the economy. Then, if they don't want to pay, they have to go find out for themselves. That would increase productivity. Some of my ideas may not be perfect, but they're always worth considering. The best thing about visiting a hospital is that you see a lot of people who are much sicker than you, and it kind of makes you feel good. True fact. I read that there's a rich couple in the Hamptons on Long Island who have palm trees on their property, and in the winter they fly the trees to Florida to get them out of the cold weather. I can't help wondering how they treat their servants.